Shalom Aleichem, Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our Shiurim in the Rambam Hilchos Malachim 5:11. This is the ninth Shiur B'Siyata D'Shmaya in this series. We've been speaking about how tshuva is supposed to make you okay for the future. Primarily, vidui, the primary source purpose of vidui, is to fix the past. In other words, to restore the broken bond that you had with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what vidui does. And we've been marich in this mamish v'ofen nifla b'yoser. For many, many proofs, and we really fleshed out this concept, this idea, and now we're continuing, and of course it all brings us back to the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim 5:11, but we went off on a tangent to talk about Shuv and Vidui in order to understand the Rambam ultimately. So this inyan that we said about the Yesod Vidui, and again, this is, as our Hilchos Malachim Shir Mar usually, based on the Torah of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Moreinu L'Shmo L'Zerucho Tavis Nefesh, David Zetzal. We see this in the Chobos HaLevavos in Shara Tshuva, the beginning of the fourth parak. See also the Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet, that together with Vidui, there is a Bakosha of Mechila, and there's Tefillah. And that's like we've been saying, that Vidui primarily is Iskarvus. It's you're getting close to Hashem once again. And for that closeness that you're not getting to Hashem, that there's no more sin and now you're close again, that's Mirachamei Hashem. That's Hashem's special Rachmanis, and therefore you need a tefillah and a bakasha. And a tefillah's ne'ilu, we say, Ata noisein yad lapoishim, v'telamdeinu Hashem elokeinu, l'svados lefanecha, ha'kol avonuseinu, l'man nechdal me'oshek yadeinu, uskableinu b'tshuva shleimu lefanecha, ki ishim u'kenichoichim, l'man dvarecha asher amarta. And you give a hand to those who sin, and you should teach us, Hashem, our God, to be misvad in front of you on all of our sins, in order that we stop being dishonest, and you should be makabel us, you should receive us, b'tshuva shlema lefanecha, with complete tshuva before you, ki ishim, u'kinichochim, like the karbanos, for your words that you said. So we see that this vidui, l'svados lefanecha, v'telamdeinu Hashem Elokeinu, l'svados lefanecha. So this vidui is po'al l'chazara b'tshuva shleima. This is what really brings us back. U'sekableinu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha. What's po'al l'tshuva shleima? The vidui. Bainu kanal, shomnam sagi b'tshuva shelo le'anesh. If you want to just prevent a punishment, for that tshuva is enough, like we've been speaking about at length. But this isn't tshuva shleima, to be miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'alze nitan ha-vidui lef'ol bitul ha-chet v'tshuva shleima. And that's why vidui was given. Vidui is poyel the bitul ha-chet. Vidui is poyel tshuva shleima. Ve'alze dimui ha-vidui ki ishim u'chinichochim. So vidui is mevatel the chait completely. Vidui brings you back to Hashem all the way. Vidui brings his skalvus, closeness. And that's why the vidui is compared to ishim v'nichochim, to the fire, to the good smell. Like we saw in the Yerushalmi, Perek Beis and Makkos, that we quoted here, we've quoted in many shiurim, and has been quoted thousands upon thousands, of tens of thousands of times, if not more, that they asked Chachma, Nevuah, Torah, Hashem, what do you do with a sinner? And the Torah says, well, a sinner should bring a karban. And that'll do the trick. That'll do the job. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no. Kama yidei tshuva. Dehainu al yidei vidui. Zeh leman dvarecha Hashem amarta. Hashem says, if you do proper vidui, then you can come back close to me. And that's why we say in the Yom Kippur davening, for the words that you said, because this is a chiddush from Hashem, that vidui is enough. Just like al pi Torah, the karbanos are enough. So if the tshuva is compared to the ishim l'nichochem, by doing tshuva with vidui, we can be restored, we can restore our original relationship with Hashem. And it's interesting, if you look at the Yerushalmi and the Girsa of the Maharsha and Yuma Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, he has that it says, they asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Yas Tshuva V'yisvade V'yiskaper. We have Yas Tshuva V'yiskaper. The Maharsha has Yas Tshuva V'yisvade V'yiskaper. And then he has the Chsiv K'chui Machim Dvarim. We don't have that in our Girsa. So what's the K'chui Machim Dvarim? So that's a Vidui. And that's the Skarvus Lashem. And for that you need Vidui. So that's the Girsa of the Maharsha works out very well with our Yusuf. That in order to get the Skarvus, you need Vidui. And that's the K'chui Machim Dvarim. That's the sort of the Vidui. And that's the Neshalma Parim Svaseinu. That the our lips fill in for the parim. That vidui is b'makom carbon. The Torah says bring a carbon if you want to do tshuva. And Hashem says no, vidui is enough. That's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the pasuk is Messiah, Oveim Nedava. Right, Kuim Achem Dvarim, Veshuva Ad Hashem, etc. And then it concludes Oveim Nedava. That's a chesed miyuchad from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's enough for him with vidu and you don't need a carbon. And that's why the Yerushalmi brings this kuim, according to the Girsa of the Maharsha, the Yerushalmi brings this kuim machim dvarim, because that's the ikar nidon, the dvarim, the vidui, the iskarbus. And with this, we can understand the psukim in Parshas Nitzovim. Dvarim perik lamed, posuk, Yud Aleph, famous pasuk. Ki ha mitzvah azoy se shar anoichi mitzav chayoyim, lo yinifleisi mimcho, v'lo rechokai, lo b'shamayim hi lemor mi yale lanu ha-shamayima, v'yikachea lanu, v'yashmeinu osa v'nasena, v'lo me'ever layam hi lemor, mi yavor lanu el ever hayam, v'yikachea lanu, v'yashmeinu ota v'nasena, ki karov eilecha, hadavar me'od, b'ficha, uvilevavecha la'asoto. So the pasuk says that this mitzvah that I'm commanding you today is not niflais, it's not wondrous, it's not far away from you, it's not distant from you, it's not far away from you, it's not rechoikahi, it's not in the shamayim to say who's going to go up to shamayim and take it for us and make it hurt to us and we'll do it. It's not on the other side of the sea to say who's going to go to the other side of the sea and take it for us and make it hurt for us and we'll do it. Because it's close to you very much in your mouth and in your heart to do it. Ayin Shem Borachayim, Kli Yaakov, Oid, what's the kefil? Lo b'shamayim hi, lo me'ever layam hi, ma kefil hazeh. Tasi, it's lo b'shamayim. Also have to get you lo me'ever layam. The point is, it's close to you. Nachmer, what's the kefil of lo nefleisi mimcha, lo rechoikehi? So we have the lo nefleis, hi mimcha. But by Rechoikahi, by Pele is a wonder, it's something that's beyond you. Just like Rechoika is distant. It's not beyond you, it's not distant. But by Lo Neflesi, Mimcho. But by the Lo Rechoikahi, it doesn't say Mimcho. It just says Lo Rechoikahi. Also it says that Dafka, this mitzvah of Tshuva, the Ramban says, we're talking here about Tshuva. This Docha Havamino. That it's rechoka nifla. What's the avamina? As lefit vareinu nira kach. Sherechoka ahenu klape akoshi l'tshuva pshuta. Lahagi al yada l'matzav sheshuv eino chotei me'ata. The rechoka is vis-a-vis the difficulty of tshuva to get to a state where you're not going to sin again. It's hard to separate from sin. As it's hard to go to the other side of the ocean. Ze kashe. That's the rechoika. What's the niflais? The niflais is klepe hakeruv lakadosh baruch hu. Because right now the person is meruchak, ayde metzius hachet. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mufla, Kadosh Baruch Hu was beyond us, hidden from us. So how could he come to Hashem through tshuva? And that's why by niflais, that's what zahavamina, that it's going to be niflais and rechoika. By niflais, however, it says mimcha. In other words, mimitzius hachet hakayemes etzel hachote. Through that, through the reality of the sin that exists by the sinner, he is nifla from Kirbas Hashem. Mashenken rechok is not mitzad mitzius mechedes ba'adam. Rechok is the difficulty, in other words, the mimcha is your relationship with God. And the rechok is not talking about your relationship, it's just talking about the sin, talking about the tshuva. That's difficulty to separate from sin if you're used to doing it. So that's the havamina, that it's niflais and it's rechoka. Niflais mimcha, that you're going to be far from God. Rechoka, that it's so far it's hard to do tshuva. V'al zeh ne'emar, lo 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 lo. Ki karov eilecha hadavar me'od. B'ficha u'v'levavecha la'asosa. It's close to you. Why is it close? Why is it taka close? Because the Ramban says that b'ficha is vidui. And b'levavcha is a kabbalah aleim hayom ha-torah ledoros. That's what the Ramban says. That's the beficha. And what's the bilavavcha? V'yakablu aleihem hayom haTorah la'asosa l'doros. And to be makabel upon yourself the Torah today, to do it for the generations. In other words, klapei mechilas hachet. That it grows mikanu lahaba. Azekai bilavavcha, like the Ramban says. You can do tshuva, because here the tshuva is being defined as being makabel the Torah la'asosa l'doros. You're makabel the Torah now to keep it for the generations. So it's telling you that yeah, you sinned in the past, and you might think that it's very difficult now to keep the Torah, but it's really not. It's really the levavcha. It's really in your heart that you can really be makabel upon yourself to receive the Torah ledoros. It's belevavcha, it's in your heart. It's in your heart to do it. So therefore it's not so hard. You think that it's so hard to be parish menachet, but it's not. It's bilavavcha. It's in your heart. There's something in your heart that's going to enable you to be makabel adoros. And it could be done. And memela, once you're makabel adoros, so then you can also regret what happened in the past. If you're makabel the future, then you could be mischaret on the past. And again, this is bilavavcha. You might think it's not, but it really is. It's in your heart to make such a kabbalah. And then beficha, it's also in your mouth to say vidui. And that's the special chesed of Hashem, that through vidui could be mischaret to Hashem. And therefore, lo nefleisi mimcha. It's not far from you. In other words, God isn't far from you. You have iskarvus l'Hashem. All you have to do is say vidu, and you re-establish your iskarvus with Hashem, your closeness with Hashem. So in the Havamina, it's very difficult. It's both mitzad, your relationship with Hashem. Nifleisi mimcha, God is far from you. You would think. It's telling you not. But you would think that God is far from you, and you would think that it's so hard to be parish menachet. And the Pasuk is telling you, no, lo naflesi mimcha, God isn't far from you. He's waiting to come back. He's waiting for you to come back. V'lo rechoka hi, and it's not so distant to do tshuva. It's not so distant to be parish menachet. Because karve lecha davron v'ficha v'vavcha la'asosa, you could, it's in your heart your heart has the capacity to be makabel for the future. Never to be makayim Torah. Bikablu ayom haTorah la'asosa l'doros. To be makabel Torah, both this sin and other things. Interesting, he doesn't say this any particular sin, just in general. It's in your heart to be makabel l'doros. And that's as far as the tshuva goes. That's mikanu lahaba. And then as far as the past goes, the vidui, that the vidui takes care of. And that completely erases the sin and brings you back to Hashem. And therefore, lo naflesi mimcha, God isn't far from you. So the lo naflesi goes together with lo b'shamayim, because the b'shamayim is in your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's referring to the, it's not beyond you, and it's not in Shemayim. In other words, you have that, you can recreate that relationship. And Lo Me'ever LaYam connects to Rechoka. It's not so distant to do tshuva, because it's Bilavavcha. It's all parallel. We have Lo B'Shemayim Yilemor, Lo Me'Flesi V'Lo Rechoka Hi. And then Efles is Lo B'Shemayim, and then the Rechoka is Lo Me'ever LaYam. And then the beficha b'levavcha is metakin both. The beficha is metakin the tshuva, that it's not so far. It can be done, you're just makabel for the future. And then the rechoka, and then b'levavcha, b'beficha is the vidui. That it's not b'shamayim, because you can, your HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with you here, you can recreate that relationship. So with this, we can go back to the diuk of the Minchas Chinuch from the Rambam, that the mitzvah essay is vidui. We see this not, okay, so that's the diuk from the Rambam that's the Rambam, the first halach in Hilchos Tshuva, that Komas Shiva Torah, etc. If you're over, Shiyatsu v'yashiv michetu chayv l'svadis. So you see the mitzvah is vidui. But then again, you see the lashon of the Rambam himself in his Psichat Hilchos Tshuva. He writes a mitzvah essay achas v'shiyashiv achotei michetu l'fnei Hashem v'yisvadis. So you see that tshuva is also a mitzvah essay. So which one is it? Is it vidui or is it tshuva? The answer is the mitzvah essay is tshuva. But the ikar mitzvah essay is not the tshuva to be moichel lechet, but rather tshuva it's going to be makarv you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through vidui. That's why the Rambam emphasizes k'she'asa tshuva yashiv mechetu chayv l'svadis, that this person is obligated to say vidui. V'ano perish b'mitzvus esei she'ena b'tshuva greida shal yodo lo yagil l'skarvus. So it's not just tshuva, because tshuva doesn't bring you to the skarvus, the vidui does. Then you have, that's why you have to be misvade. So when you do tshuva, you have to be misvade to be mekayim the mitzvah essay of tshuva, not the mitzvah of vidui. That's why the Rambam writes that the mitzvah shiyashiv achoyte mechete lufnei Hashem v'yisvade. In other words, the chet in front of Hashem, because you want to come back close to Hashem. And therefore you have to do tshuva and vidui. When you do vidui, you're properly mekayim the mitzvah of tshuva. That's what the Rambam says. Rambam in the halacha, he says that when you do tshuva, you have to do vidui in order that it should be a proper tshuva. So the mitzvah's essay is tshuva. But the ikar of tshuva is not to do the mechila. The ikar of tshuva is to get close to Hashem. So for that you need vidui. And we saw that in earlier Shir on Ruvain. In the Medrash. When a person sins before me. That Ruvain was the first person who had restored the iskarvus to Hashem. That's what you want to fix with the sin. You want to fix the richuk. And that's why you have a mitzvah's essay of tshuva and vidui. The Medrash says, "Mi'ol lachata them lefanai." The dagash here is on lefanai. So that's the ikar of tshuva, and because of him, so his great grandsons can also start with tshuva, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha, Ad Hashem Elokecha, that he restore the iskarbus to Hashem. So this whole yisod is going to now help us understand the Rambam, and that, sweet friends, is for next time. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. So this was Gshmak, as always. God is so good to us that he gives us this Torah to learn. He gives us the time to learn it, and the mindset, and the health, and the financial means, and everything we need. So for that, we're eternally grateful. And I should be more grateful than I actually am. I am grateful, but I should feel it even more strongly. So I have to work on that. I have to work on that. And I want to thank you for listening. And may Hashem, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.